Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph to Yud Gimel Amar Beis teaches us the machlokes of Beisham and Beis Hillel about the halach of a tzaras erva, where we've been learning for all the dafim that the Masechta begins with extensively, that it is the opinion of Beis Hillel that a tzaras erva, not only an erva is exempt from yivam mechalitza, but a tzaras erva as well. And it is the opinion of Beis Shammai, we learn in this Mishnah, that there is no exemption for a tzaras erva. And based on that, the Gemara asks a question on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tanan Hossam, that we learned the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, that teaches us Megillah Nekras, Bachar Osar, B'Shnei Masar, B'Shloish Osar, B'Arba Osar. That the Megillah is read either on the 11th and the 12th or 13th or 14th of Adar, or Chamisha Osar, 15th Adar, L'Pach Svla Yosar, never before and never later. And therefore asks the Gemara, Amalei Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan, Ikri Kan, why do we not have here a violation of Loisus Gaidadu, where the Torah HaGdoisha teaches us, Bonim Atem LaShem Lakechem, Loisus Gaidadu, Loisus Simu, Karcho Beneinechem Lameis, that we should not, Loisasu, and the Gemara says, Loisasa Agudus Agudus, we can't have groups. And as we're going to see soon, there's a number of ways of understanding this Gemara's question regarding Megillah. But before we go into that, let's continue learning the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that Loisus Gaidadu is here to teach us the halacha of Loisasu Agudus Agudus? Hi Loisus Gaidadu mi Bailei Legufei. Don't we need Loisus Gaidadu to teach us the basic halacha? Dom Rachmana, that the Torah teaches us, Loisas Chabura Al Hameis, that we may not cut into our bodies if Chas V'Sholem there is a mace, if we have a close relative that passed away. Says the Gemara, if that's all the Pasuk was here to teach us, Im Kein Leim Akra, then it would be adequate for the Pasuk to say, My Sizgoidadu, the double Sof, Shmamina, it's also here to teach us, Lahachi Hudasa, to teach us the Alocha of Leisasa Agudas Agudas. Says the Gemara, fine. So Ve'emakula Lahachi Hudasa. Maybe that's all this Pasuk is teaching us, and it's not teaching us anything else. Not the Din. We will only learn the Alocha of Leisasa Agudas Agudas. Not the halach of Laisasu Chabura Alameis, answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if that were what the Torah was coming to teach us, if that's what the Torah was coming to teach us, then it would lay makra lois goidu. Then it would be adequate for the Torah to say lois goidu. What is the Torah says, what does the Pasuk say, lois is goidu? This double wording, Shmamino, Tati is coming to teach us both halachas. Both the halacha of Laisasa Chabura Alameis, that we're not allowed to cut ourselves when we suffer a loss, and also the halacha of Laisasa Agudas Agudas. And the Mefarshim point out that it's interesting that the Torah connects these two seemingly very different halachas, the halacha how we are or how we may or may not mourn, and the halacha of Loisasa Agudas Agudas. So, the Tzlach I saw explains that when there is peace amongst Klal Yisrael, that shows that we're on the Madrega of sons, brothers. Brothers get along with each other. If we don't get along, then we're not in the Madrega of Bonim, we're only in the Madrega of Avodim. So in order for us to reach the proper Kapara and not have to have Kapara through Misa, the way to accomplish that is by having Achdus, by not having Agudos Agudos. And a little deeper level, the Shema Shmuel explains that we know that every Jew is made up of two parts. There's the Guf, the Gashmius, and the Neshama, the Ruchnius. When a person passes away from this world, he explains, the Guf, the Gashmius, leaves the world. But the Neshama remains forever. And therefore, since the Neshama remains forever, there is no reason for a person to overly mourn. Because it's not like this person is completely gone. His Neshama continues to live on. And continues the Shema Shmuel to explain, in the Olam HaNeshamas, we're all one. Because as we say every morning, Elokai Neshama Shanasatabi, the Neshama that you give me, and the Neshama, all of our Neshamas emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Olam HaNeshama, we're all one. And now we can understand this halacha very well, this connection in the pasuk very well. Because we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, and how is that evident that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children? Because we're not supposed to overly mourn a mace. Why are we not supposed to overly mourn a mace? Because we're all really, because the neshama remains. But when we speak about the neshama, we're all one, we're all together, we're all united, because all of our neshamas emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we all emanate together from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we, loisasa agudas agudas, because we're really all one, we're not separate. And therefore, the halacha is, loisasu agudas agudas. In fact, there's a machloikus rishonim and poskim, if this iser of loisasa agudas agudas is an iser d'oraisa, or an iser d'rabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah says that it's an iser d'oraisa, based on the words of the Rambam. And not only do the Mefarshim say that it's an iser d'oraisa, but it's a iser d'oraisa for one for which one gets malchus. Others say that it's an iser d'oraisa, but there is no iser, there's no chiv malchus for loisus gadadu. And the third opinion is that it's only an asmachta midrabbanan. The opinions that hold that it's a iser d'oraisa and you get malchus, the question is, how could one get malchus? It's a lasha b'klolos, as we just explained in the Gemara. We learned two very different halachas from this halach, from this pasuk. One is loisasu chabura lameis, and one is loisasu agudos agudos. And the question is that we have a rule throughout Shas that ain loikim alav shuk b'klolos. So, some explain, I saw, that certainly the pasuk is primarily coming to teach us loisasu chabura alameis. That's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. The Gemara here is also teaching us that it comes to teach us the halach of agudas agudas. And the rule that there is no malchus for lav shebeklolus, the rule that there is no malchus for lav shebeklolus is only when both limudim are equal in the way they're learned from the pasuk. But in a situation such as ours, where one is the pasuk shot in the pasuk, and one is a ribui, that isn't considered a lav shebeklolus. Another pshat, and this is very much in line with what we just explained. The Maram Shik says this pshat. He says, when do we say that there is no malchus on a lav shebeklolus? When the two lavim that are learned from a pasuk are two separate halachas that are not connected one to the other. However, in a situation where the two lavim, as we explained a moment ago, are connected to each other, then we don't have the p'tor of lav shebeklolus, and the halacha is that it's not considered a lav shebeklolus, and it's usur, and there is even malchus. But as I said, and there's a long discussion about this in the Steichemid, in Mareches Halamid Klal Ayin Ches and Klal Ayin Tes, where the Steichemid brings down many opinions, is this Isser and Isser Derais or Isser Derabonin? But no matter how we understand it, I would like to read the words of the Rambam and the Shaalos HaTshuvos Per Hador Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. Aval Osalachem Minyan Acher Mishum Loisasa Agudus Agudus. The question there is discussed about different minhagim, and he says we have to be concerned about loisasas agudas agudas. Al kach hayovim kobes Yisrael hanukroim b'shem Yaakov, amachzikim b'das Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hasholem, liyos kol eidav akalmi Yisrael. Whoever is part of our religion and follows Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, liyos kol eidav akalmi Yisrael aguda achas. We all have to be united. There should be no machloikis. Shemdover ba'olim. V'atem chachomim v'nevoinim v'yoidim. People who are smart know ma'oinish ha-machloikis. What is the punishment for machloikis? V'kama ro'as garmais. And how much ra machloikis could bring. And so too does the Chirnach say, El Yisu v'yitnu b'dova harvei, when there's differences of opinion, they should continue negotiating, at sheyeskim kulam b'dova de'achas, until we come to one opinion. It's the Chirnach in Mitzvah Tov Samach Zayin. But as we understand, or try to understand, this Isser of Laisasa Agudais Agudais, we need to try to understand why is there an Isser of Laisasa Agudais Agudais, and by understanding why there's an Isser of Agudais Agudais, we will also be able to understand, obviously, when does this Isser of Laisasa Agudais Agudais apply. Furthermore, in understanding this issue, a very fundamental question. Anybody who learns Gemara knows that every daf of Gemara, almost every Mishnah in Shas, has machlokes. So here we're learning the Loisasa Agudas Agudas. We're going to be learning the Sugya, if how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel could have disagreed by the issue of Tzaras Erva, yet we have machloikis throughout Shas. And what do we do? Leisasa Agudas Agudas. So there's a fundamental machloikis. Rashi and the Rambam, and obviously there are Rishonim to each opinion. Rashi, why there is an Isser of Leisasa Agudas Agudas. Rashi and the Rambam say Rashi and the Ritva and the Rosh all explain if Klal Yisrael are going to act in different ways, it will look like we have two separate Torahs. In fact, the Ritva, in his explaining this Gemara, connects, as we learned earlier. He says, "Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem," and since we're all the children of the same Father, the same God, "Ruy l'chem shloi tasa agudas agudas," it's only appropriate that we shouldn't splinter into groups. "Ukili yesh kan shtei tyrus shtei lakus," because it would look like they're two tyrus and they're two gods. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they explain that it is because of machlokes. And machlokes is not supposed to take place in Klal Yisrael. And in fact, there's a special law that teaches us that we may not have machlokes with other Jews. Because the law is, the pasuk says, lo yeh korach v'adosai. And as all the achronim explain, what is the nafkamina between these two approaches? By a minik, if there's a disagreement not over a basic halacha, but there's a disagreement over a minik, if we say the reason is because shlayasu shtei tyrus, it shouldn't look like there are two tyrus, then by a minik we need not have that concern. If, however, the concern is machlokes, so then, even in a situation of minig, we have to be concerned about machlokes. As we continue understanding the Gemara that way, we now, as we mentioned earlier, have to understand the question of Megillah Nekras. Because as we learned, the first Mishnah, Masechta Megillah, that the Gemara just quoted, the Gemara speaks about the Megillah Nekras. The Megillah is read on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis on the 11th and 12th of Adar. And as we learned, the Megillah is read on those days for the Bnei HaKfarim, for the people who lived in the villages that came to the cities, as we discussed when we learned Masechet Megillah, and Chazal allowed them to read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, and the Megillah is also read on Yudalit and Tezvav. Yudalit and Tezvav, we know on Yudalit the Megillah is read in the cities that don't have a wall, Mimosh Yeshua Benun, and Tezvav the Megillah is read in the cities that have a wall, Mimosh Yeshua Benun, and in the city of Shusha. So now, the Rishonim debate, when the Gemara began the question that how can we have the Megillah read on these different days, what is the Gemara focusing on? Is the Gemara focusing on the Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, the fact that the people who live in the villages could read the Megillah earlier than the people who read the Megillah on Yud Aleph Tezvav? Or is the Gemara focusing on the fact that the Megillah is read on Yudalit and Tezvav versus in two different times, but not on the B'nai Kfarim? And the way to understand the Gemara's question is directly related to how we understand the question of Loisasa Agudas Agudas. If we send Loisasa Agudas Agudas, that like Rashi and the Ritva, that it's because of Shtei Tyrus, so then, Yudalit and Tezvav, where there the halacha is, separates the Yudalit and Tezvav, that's where we have a concern of Shtei Tyrus. But if the concern is, reading the Megillah earlier, which is only a minig for the villages, that isn't the focus of the Gemara's question. If, however, we understand, like the Rambam, that the issue of Leisasa Agudas Agudas is because we need to be concerned with the machloikis, that when people act differently, it will lead to machlokes, then it's a concern even how the people in the villages could read the Megillah earlier than Yudalit and Tezvav. And that's, in fact, what we see in the Rishonim, this debate on how to understand the Gemara's question. The Gemara continues. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, how do you ask me this question about Agudas Agudas? At Kan Lo Shanisa, have you not learned what we learned in Masechta Pesachim? Malkim Shenagu Lasset Melacha Be'er Pesachim At Chatzayis Oisim. Where there's a minute to do Melacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzayis, one may do so. Or Malkim Shenagu Shloi Lasset Ein Oisim. In a place where there is no such minute, one may not do Melacha. So we see there are different Minhagim. Amalei, to which Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan, Amin Alach Yisura, I asked you a question from the halacha of Megillah, where the people in the walled city, in the cities that don't have a wall, may not read the Megillah on Tezvav. And the people in the cities that do have a wall may not read it on Yudalit. And you're bringing me a question from a minig. Domer, and how do we know indeed that the halacha is that the person in a walled city can't read it earlier, and a person in an unwalled city may not read it later? Dom Rav Shem Bar Abba Om Rav Yochanan L'kayim Esmei Purim Eilu B'zmaneim Zmanim Har Metiklam Chachamim. Chazal established many times V'loy Zmanim Shal Zek Zmanim Shal Zek. Everybody has to read in their own time. V'at Amritli, and you're asking me a question of Minig. So we see here that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are having a debate. Reish Lakish says, don't ask me a question from a minig. And Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, we can ask a question even from a minig. So explain many achroinim, the Karen Oira, the Shaul's Achuvus Meishiv Dover, that the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is actually the machloikis of Rambam and Rashi. Rashi said, Rashi is learning like Reish Lakish, that the problem of Agudas Agudas is that you'll end up with Shtei Tyrus, and therefore that's only by an Isser a concern, not a concern by Minig. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, learns that the issue is Minig, and because it's an issue of Minig, the halacha is, it's even because of machlokes, and therefore it applies even to menhagim. And therefore, the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim that speaks about different menhagim is very appropriate to be brought into our Gemara. But it's very interesting to point out, as we've been saying, Rashi clearly learns that the issue is Shtei Torahs. And even though Rashi learns that the issue is Shtei Torahs, if we look at Rashi over here, Rashi says in Divrei HaMaskel, Va'at Amrit Li Minhagim, the Hasam Kule Al Mishari. When it's an issue of Minig, says Rashi, there is no problem of Agudas Agudas. However, points out Rashi, Umiyu Ba'asra the Achmer, in a place where there's a minig l'chumra, al yishana astarkov neyam achleikus. Rashi is teaching us, point out the Mefarshim, a very important lesson. Rashi is teaching us that even though I hold that the Isser is of Agudas Agudas, shlayasuk shtei tyrus, Rashi is teaching us that we always have to be worried about machleikus as well. It may not be, according to Rashi, the issue of Agudas Agudas, but that doesn't take away that even Rashi is concerned with Machloikis. And therefore, since Rashi is concerned with Machloikis, the halacha is that in one place, by doing, if you'll do something that will cause machloikis, don't do it. In fact, the Beis Yosef quotes his father, the Rosh, that there were people in Chutz Laretz. We know that all Yom Tovim in Chutz Laretz, we make 2 days. There were people in Chutz Laretz that wanted to keep a second day of Kippur, because it should be Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. Says the Beis Yosef, you may not. If you're going to have people in the same town, some people going to work, and some people holding the stadium Kippur, we need to be concerned about Machloikis. You have to be worried about Machloikis, even where it may not be an issue of Loises, even where it may not be an issue of Loises Gaidadu. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues in explaining. Vohasam, says Rabbi Yochanan, even if you'll say that there is no issue of Loises Gaidadu by Minhagim, but there is an issue of Isser. Vatanan, because the Mishnah says, Halayla, on the night of Bedikas Chametz, Beisamai Oisrim, Beisamai Donalam Loch, to be done by Silmatirim. So here we have a wording of Isser Veheter. Amalei, so how is that permitted? Even according to you, why is there no problem of Laisas Agudas Agudas? To which Rish Lakish responds, Hosam Haroya Oime Malachu Delesle. The person says, this person doesn't have what to do. And because he doesn't have what to do, that's why he's not working. It's not obvious that it's because of Loisasa Agudas Agudas. So now the Gemara has introduced a heter. The Gemara has introduced a heter of Haroya Oyma Melachu DeLesle. Whenever there's an opportunity to explain why it's being, why somebody is not doing what everybody else is doing, and it won't be because it's obvious, because we have a disagreement, we could be a little more lenient. The Magen Avraham says that we don't follow this opinion lahalocha. What's the raya of the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham brings the following raya. The Ramah in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, says that, as we know, there are different menhagim on when to keep the Sfira. There are those that don't take a haircut from the beginning of the Sfira until Lag BaOmer. And there are those that do take haircuts until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but then they keep the Sfira until Shavuos. Says the Ramah, Ir Achas, in one city, La Yinagu Miksas Minigzer, or Mixas Minigzer, in one city, we shouldn't have some people acting one way and some people acting another way, because we need to be concerned, he says, Mibnei Loises Gaidadu. Says the Magen Avraham, if we now are learning in the Gemara, then whenever there's an wherever you could say that the person's not doing something, it's not because he's keeping it as a minig, he's just doing it because he doesn't need a haircut, so why is there no problem of Loises Gaidadu? Why is there a problem here of Loises Gaidadu? Because of this, the Magen Avraham says it's obvious that this teretz is not something that we follow. The Ramah doesn't follow this teretz of Loises Gaidadu. Many achronim have a very difficult time with this Magen Avraham. Why? Because in the case of our Gemara, if I come somewhere Erev Pesach and some people are working and some people are not working, so we could say the reason that people who aren't working is because whatever they had to do, they've already finished doing. But if somebody comes to a city where, during the Sfira, and we'll see at the beginning of the Sfira, till Rosh Chodesh Iyar, there's some people here taking a haircut and some not taking a haircut. So we'll say, fine, the people who aren't taking haircuts are not taking haircuts because they don't need a haircut. But now we're going to come to the days after Lag BaOmer. We're going to see those people are taking haircuts. Why are those people now all of a sudden taking haircuts? It'll be obvious because like sasa agudas agudas. So in other words, what Achronim say is that loisaso agudas agudas is applicable there. And that's why the Rama is machma. But it could well be in a situation where it's not going to be noticeable, we can rely on this heter. And they bring a raya to that. Because we find two rayas. We find later in our sugya that the Gemara says in our sugya that Beis Shammai continued, made a sukkah over his child. And the Gemara asks, what about, how did he do so? The Gemara says, because somebody seeing him making a skylight as a sukkah thinks that he just wanted to make a skylight in his home. It isn't a compelling raya, the Gemara says, that he's trying to act differently than Beis Shammai. Or there's another Gemara that we learned, but the Machloikis also on Daf Tes Vav, where we have a Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about how a mikveh is supposed to be constructed, and if a hole, small hole between the kosher and non-kosher mikveh is adequate, or you have to have most of the partition destroyed. And Beis Shammai broke the wall. Why is he doing different than Beis Hillel? Because some people say he just wanted to make a bigger separation. He wanted to make less of a separation. He wants the water more connected. So we clearly see that where it's a legitimate explanation, there's no problem with sasa agudas agudas. Having said that, I refer back to the stechemed that I quoted at the beginning of the shir. At the beginning of the shir, I quoted that the stechemed speaks about sasa agudas agudas. And the stechemed over there says that when you're going to use an excuse, it has to be a sensible excuse. The Stechemet discusses a question that we'll hopefully still discuss in our shiurim, that we know there are different menhagim regarding wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed. And he discusses a situation where in one shul, you have people wearing tefillin and people not wearing tefillin. Is there a problem like sasa, agudas, agudas? And the Stechemet says that maybe somebody who's not wearing tefillin, people will say he's not wearing tefillin because he can't wear tefillin now. He's not up to wearing tefillin now. His body's not clean. Says the Stechemet, you can't use a weak excuse to say something. In our Gemara, where somebody is not working, so there are always people that take vacation that aren't working. So there it's a legitimate excuse. But in a case where everybody's wearing tefillin and you're not, or there's a whole group of people that are not, normally when we daven shacharis every day of the week, well, everybody's wearing tefillin. There are very few, if anybody, not wearing tefillin. There, where it's not a sensible explanation, certainly we can't use it, and it would be an issue of leisasa agudas agudas.